Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Thursday, October 5th, 2006. Three are killed and one dies of wounds sustained earlier this week in the Gaza Strip, while in the West Bank the army invades several cities, injures one resident, and takes prisoners. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Israeli forces shot and killed one resident in the Gaza Strip Thursday near El Farahin area east of Khan Yunis in the southern part of the Gaza Strip. Palestinian medical sources said that Yusuf Kablan, 18, was killed after the army, stationed at a military post east of Khan Yunis, fired shells and live ammunition into the area. An Israeli military spokesperson claimed that the resident was a resistance fighter who approached the, quote, security fence surrounding the Gaza Strip in an attempt to plant explosives. Neither explosives nor weapons were found near the body of Kablan. Earlier on Thursday, two Islamic Jihad fighters were assassinated in Khan Yunis after an Israeli fighter jet fired a missile at their vehicle. Palestinian medical sources in the area reported that the bodies of the two fighters were severely mutilated as a result of the blast. The two fighters, identified as Omar al-Zakzouk, 30, and Yasser al-Banna, 33, were members of the Al-Quds Brigades, the armed wing of Islamic Jihad movement. Their vehicle was completely destroyed and surrounding buildings and property were also damaged. An Israeli military spokesperson confirmed the attack and said that it took place on a road between Khan Yunis and Rafah. The sources claim that the two were on their way to carry out an attack against Israeli targets. A group of Palestinian resistance fighters from Al-Quds Brigades fired two homemade shells at the Israeli town of Sderot near the Gaza Strip in response to the Israeli assassinations. In the meantime, a Palestinian security officer died Thursday afternoon of wounds he sustained last Monday during the infighting in the Gaza Strip, according to medical sources from the Gaza European Hospital in the town of Khan Yunis in the southern part of the Gaza Strip. Osama al-Aid, 23, was an officer in Hamas's newly formed executive force and died after suffering fatal head wounds after clashes that erupted between Fatah supporters and officers from the executive force late Monday night. Al-Aid was admitted in the intensive care unit until Thursday afternoon. Another 30 people were injured in Monday's clashes. Local sources in Gaza City reported that three residents went missing late Wednesday night under mysterious circumstances. Two of the residents, identified as Adil Hamada and Zaki Saleh, both work with a preventive security force in Gaza, and the third, Walid Quays, works with the Border Police Division in Gaza. They were last seen driving a car in El Shojaya area east of Gaza City. Local sources also stated that the three are members of Fatah. The Israeli army invaded the village of Kabatiyah near the West Bank city of Jenin and injured an elderly resident in the village Thursday morning. Afif Zarkana, 72, sustained an injury in his leg after he was hit by a live round when the army stormed the village and opened fire at several houses and residents, local sources reported. More than 30 Israeli army vehicles invaded the village of Ailar, north of the West Bank city of Tulkarem, and took prisoner four residents Thursday afternoon. Troops conducted a wide-scale house-to-house search campaign in the village and ransacked residents' homes. The detainees were known as Nader al-Kharouf, 22, Ahmed Jibat, 21, Nidal Jibat, 23, and Bilal Jibat, 21. All were taken to unknown locations. Also on Thursday, a group of right-wing Israeli settlers attacked a mosque in the village of Al-Hul, north of Hebron City in the southern part of the West Bank. Al-Nabi Musa Mosque is one of the oldest mosques in the Hebron area. The settlers entered the mosque, ransacked it, then prayed. All of this was done under the protection of the Israeli army, which surrounded and closed the mosque and did not allow residents to come near it, even for their morning prayers. Moreover, Israeli forces invaded the village of Yatta near the city of Hebron and took one prisoner Thursday morning. Ayman Hushia, 22, was taken to an unknown location after troops searched and ransacked his family house, along with scores of other homes in the village. The army claimed that they were looking for illegal materials. The invasion lasted for more than 3 hours. An Israeli army source reported that the army took 12 Palestinian prisoners from several invasions to different areas of the West Bank Thursday. According to the source, source, 4 residents were taken prisoner in Tukaram city, while another 4 were taken in the city of Ramallah, and 3 from the city of Hebron, and 1 from Nablus. The army claimed that the detainees are, quote, wanted activists. Also, Israeli media sources reported that Palestinian resistance fighters threw homemade pipe bombs at the Israeli force during its invasion of Kabatiya village, south of Jenin, on Thursday morning. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You've been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, brought to you by Keisha Kay and Ghassan Banoura.